See, sometimes the calls are good. Like, here's a good one right here. But I can't make this call. But here's a pretty good one. All right, you ready? My name is Wendy. I mean, Wendy is the I don't know how to help this. She wants me to call Tammy, her sister, and ask if Brian, who's her fiancé, is home because he left his wallet at the which is a gay bar. And there's an unpaid bill for his lap dance from Sergio. I don't think he'll fall for it, but let's try.
Hello?
Hello, is Tammy there?
No, she's not. Who's calling?
This is Vince. I'm the bar manager over at the...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had Brian in earlier. He left his wallet here. I'm trying to hook him back up with it.
Oh, and where is it?
At the new joint on 35.
Hold it there, and somebody will come and get it, okay?
Now, listen, there's only one problem. He left with one of the dancers. I don't know if he's coming back here tonight or not, but he also has an unpaid bill he needs to take care of.
He left with one of the dancers?
Well, yeah, they just went for a quick, quick whatever. I don't know. We don't really ask, but they went out for a little bit. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tammy's mother.
His
mother-in-law.
Are you Brian's mom, too?
No, I'm his future mother-in-law.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to start trouble. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, he left with Ginger.
Oh, I wish you hadn't.
I'm sorry? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Ginger's a nice girl, though. She's got some tattoos and stuff, but nothing big. Hello?
I'm here. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, there's a $450 bill he's got to get straightened up here.
$450?
Well, he was getting a lot of lap dances and stuff like that.
Who was with him?
He had some other guy with him.
Just one guy?
Yeah, one guy. Big guy. I don't know if you know him. I think he was calling him John. What is your future son-in-law?
Is this a joke?
No.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, thank you.
Don't hang up. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you have been pissed off if it was not a joke?
Yes, I would have been. I would have been totally crushed.
Yeah, you didn't
and
say
I wouldn't have known what to say to my daughter.
How about something like cut his nuts off? That would have been good.
Quote?
I had nothing. Now listen, have you ever heard of the Stress Factory Comedy Club?
Yeah.
That's us calling.
Okay.
And the whole audience can hear you.
Oh, they can.
Yes, they can. Yeah, say hi to the audience.
Hello, audience. But I will tell Tammy. Thanks for that laugh. I needed it.
Oh, good. Now, when are they getting married?
October.
October?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Are you excited? Is he a nice guy?
Yes, he's a nice guy. You know, that's why I was totally crushed. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, you didn't sound very happy at all.
Huh?
You didn't sound happy at all. Where's Tammy tonight?
She's at the store with her father.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, where are they going on their honeymoon? Do you know that?
They haven't decided yet.
Oh, all right.
Any ideas?
I have a show to do. No, I have no ideas. But listen, we're going to send you two tickets for dinner and a show.
Thank you
so
much.
Wendy's here, right? Is Wendy here? Wendy's your other daughter?
Yes.
Wendy's here. She's the one who told us to call.
Wendy's there, too? No, she's
yeah,
not.
Wendy's
she's
here.
She's at a birthday party.
Wendy, are you celebrating your birthday? She's not talking. But we're going to send tickets home for you with Wendy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night now.